Well, the Lindsay Smith truck will be full to the brim heading to the Valley tomorrow. Six runners heading to Moonee Valley, and that's after a day at the Bull yesterday, which was a little bit of a roller coaster ride for Lindsay Smith fans. A few shorties got beaten, but the performance of Tuvalu was absolutely outstanding. It's always great to catch up with Lindsay Smith. Morning, Lindsay. Well?
Yeah, tricky day yesterday. I got a little bit sick during the day, but can't hurt a man. I've bounced back.
No, and you certainly bounced back with a couple of winners. You're still trained to double, and it was a soft placement for Tuvalu to give him a nice confidence builder at the start of the campaign, and I'm pretty sure you would have been rapt with what you saw yesterday.
Yeah, it was good to... I was thinking about giving him another trial, but the race suited on a good track. It was just a perfect scenario set up for him, so he can bounce off that. I'm gathering, and I'll give him 5 for that. So that'll take him up to 80. So there's a couple of 84 benchmarks he can go in. And, play by play, and we'll see how far up the ladder he gets.
What have you got in the back of your mind for him? Because he's got that great I'm Thunderstruck form, which we know has been proven. Where do you think Tuvalu can get to this campaign?
I think he'll just stay in his grade. I won't jump ahead of the game. I'll just stay in his grades. And at the end of this campaign, I'd say we'll know what level, whether it be listed, black type, or, as we all like to dream, a bit higher. So, but he'll stay in his ratings.
Well, he's certainly an exciting horse. We look forward to seeing him when he next steps out. Tomorrow at the Valley, a good team heading there, including In a Twinkling, who's been promising to deliver but just hasn't been quite getting there, steps up to the 2500 again tomorrow around the Valley. What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, he went up that distance a couple of starts ago, and I was a little bit disappointed, and he bounced back and he ran the second in the listed race, and I thought I was clever, but then he looked a bit dour the other day, so the jockey got off and said, I think this horse needs to go back to a mile and a half. So this race popped up, good race for him, and if he's competitive in the top 3 or 4, he'll head to Tasmania after that for the Hobart Cup, which that does map like a good little trip for him, I think.
Only a small field tomorrow. Would you like to see him up maybe on the speed, dominating?
I'd like to see him leading.
Behind Starcaster, yeah.
And if he doesn't, so be it, but it won't bother him. It'd be my favourite spot. Hence the jockeys, he rides that way. So if they want us to take it up, that's what we will do, and they'll roll.
In race number 4, which is also over 2,500 metres, you got Lost Impact, the mare, by Deep Impact. And, gee, last time she went to the Valley, she grew wings, winning by 6 lengths. Last start at Flemington, not beaten too far. Back to the Valley, are you expecting a similar improvement?
Yeah, well, she hasn't gone backwards, the horse, and the only horse that keeps drawing barrier 1, which you don't want it to, but she was in 1 at Flemington, she was in 1 during the week at Caulfield, and I took her out because she's had about 3 or 4, maybe 4 barrier 1s, and she's been unlucky every time. She likes a bit of space, as you've seen at Moonee Valley. Mm. So I can't just keep her in the backyard all the time, so she's drawn 1 again at some stage, hopefully with saving in the race, and another one will go forward. They might open up a bit and give Alana a chance to get off the fence and be productive instead of getting buried up on the fence. So that's the plan. Her chances improve if she's off the fence.
All right, we'll look for that tomorrow. Should be a very very good winning hope if you can navigate that. Right, Your Name was a really good run last start down at the Bull. Can it take the step up in class tomorrow?
He's drawn a bit tricky, but he likes it out there. He likes the open spaces. He's not, he hasn't got, he's courageous, isn't his forte, but in the field, he gets a bit soft. So out there, it's not going to worry. He's got a bit of weight, but Melissa rides his horse good because you go to hit him too much, and as I say, he can squirm a little bit. So kindness. And it won't bother. But his run was good. Now, I think he's a lot better than the first prep I had him. I think he likes to be... You got to get him really fit and then drop off him, and that seems to be the key. So hopefully he'll run a good race for all the connections tomorrow.
Garen Piero was a surprise winner of the Woodford Cup, although there was specking for him. He knocked off the Hot Pot Stable, mate. Were you expecting a performance like that last start?
Oh, no, it was like, you know, when they run so bad the first time, if he took that Flemington run away, he would have been second or third favourite, because his win at Sandown before he had a little break was super good. So when they run that bad first up, yeah, I couldn't entertain that he'd be beating the Stable, mate. So, but his form's good. He'll get around the outside at Moonee Valley. Craig's running that way, so yeah, he'll run a forward race, and it's not a super strong race. I wouldn't have thought for the rating.
So, where would you like to see him in the run then?
He'll get back in the field a bit and come around the outside. Buffalo Girls, he'll just round the outside.
Yeah. And then in race number 8, we get to see In the Boat, who's going to be hard to beat. And you've got the stablemate Sacred Palace in it as well. In the Boat's a horse that you'd love to own, like Dino and the crew, because she's so consistent. Looking for 4 in a row in the same vein of form, Lindsay?
Yeah, he hasn't gone backwards. He's quite easy to train. It's a hot day, obviously. Generally, that leans to on speed. So he is what he is. If someone wants to take him on, that's fine, as long as they roll along, and if the leader weakens, he can take it back up. But, you know, you're at your own peril if you take him on, I'd think. But if they can swoop, the other horse is a really nice horse. I know he got beat at Terang, but it was a rock-hard track. He going to the gates, I was a bit worried, because he comes from New Zealand. He likes a little bit of cut in the ground. And he didn't want to go the first 100 metres of that race, and he got too far out of his ground, and he tried to pick it up with a bit, you know, but he just ran out of ground. But yeah, if they're coming from the back, that gives him a chance. So I've got it well handled with the lead or swooping. So both nice horses, and depending on the pattern, who has the best chance.
Okay, so if they're leading you within the boat, if they're making ground, Sacred Palace in the last, and do you think they're your two best hopes of the day?
Oh, certainly, yeah. They're pretty happy with both of them. Sacred Palace has bounced out of that Terang race good. And I think I've tried to win that Terang race a couple of times, and they've both all got beaten, and they've gone to Moonee Valley and won, so it could be a bit of an omen.
Fingers crossed, Lindsay. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, go get them. Cheers.